Brent, we went on State of the SEC, but I just want to get your thoughts. Another day that I bring you in, and another day we're talking about Jameis Winston and Florida State. Your thoughts about the situation?
Winston is a walking, talking liability right now for Florida State. He is a problem child. He comes and basically laughs his way through the press conference today, attempting to halfway apologize. Ryan, you've just got a situation in this guy where he just doesn't get it. It's a sad situation, and it's just a matter of time before he gets in trouble again. But it's a he has let his team down. He has let himself down and his coaching staff, and that's part of it. I mean, this is a kid that just will not assume responsibility and accountability in any way. And it is come back to haunt his team again. But, Ryan, the other part of this is FSU has let him down. This kid has not been disciplined. He has been coddled. He has been protected. And the only way that you're going to get his attention now is going to be the lack of playing time. And frankly, he should have been suspended not only for the game, but maybe even for multiple games. But they, you had a press conference today, call for the reason that to announce that he had been suspended, and then when reporters started asking questions, they basically said, "If you, we're not going to take the question unless it's about football." Well, but you call, you're the ones who called the press conference, and your press conference was about Jameis Winston. Why can't we ask questions? So. To me, in a nutshell, that was really some of the problems that you have got. But this is a never-ending situation, a pattern, and it is real problem.
Right now we're talking to Brent Beard. It's 1010XL out of Jacksonville, Florida. It's collegesportsnotebook.com. It's Lindy Sports. He's inside the game breaking down college football. But, Brent, I want to go back to Florida State. These are the same idiots that did an Ask Jameis on Twitter. Yes. Less than a month ago. So, I mean, they're not very bright there for some reason.
They have made a whole bunch of mistakes in this situation here. And I still think that they will win the game, but that's really beside it. When you are and I've got a Heisman vote, and I can tell you right now, I don't care how he would do at this point, I wouldn't vote for him. Just the selfishness, just the attitude. But he's capable of doing anything just about at any time. So, but at the same time, they have let him get away with this, and they're paying the price for that. You're right. The Twitter situation was a good indication of what you're dealing with.
Now let's talk about the Florida Gators and the Crimson Tide. Let's go back and evaluate the Florida Gators two games into the schedule. They sort of survived a disaster on Saturday night against Kentucky. What type of momentum, or if there is some, maybe a refocus from the Gators traveling to Tuscaloosa?
I think that Alabama is going to have their hands full because I think that they're going to be a lot faster. The tempo is going to be a lot more than what we have seen so far. Jeff Driscoll is a key to this game. I think he's going to run more than he has, and he really hasn't run that much. And Bama hasn't really played a lot of dual-threat quarterbacks at this juncture. Vernon Hargreaves III can really take away almost half the field, and he's going to be matched up probably with Amari Cooper, and that's going to put pressure on the other Alabama receivers to make something happen. The Florida defensive line, I think, is going to be the matchup to look for against the Alabama offensive line. And I think whoever wins that battle very much is going to go with being able to win the game. Ryan, I don't think this is any laydown for Alabama. This is a very dangerous game for Alabama. This is a game Alabama could lose. And I think people are overlooking them. I know what they did last year. I'm very much aware of that, but I'm also aware that they've got one of the better rosters in the SEC, and they're going to present a lot of problems to Alabama that people aren't thinking about right now.
Let me talk about Alabama's problems. Where do you see the most problems for this Crimson Tide team in 2014?
I would still say that you've got problems with pass defense, obviously. If people are honest, they're going to look hard at that Florida Atlantic game and the Southern Miss game. There were still passes that in the seams, even those two teams were able to connect with against the Alabama secondary, and that's a problem. They still are not playing enough players. You've got to get O.J. Howard involved in this offense. You've got to get Chris Black involved with this offense. I do like the way they're playing both quarterbacks. They've got to do that, not only so far. They've got to do that in this game and actually the rest of the year. That's going to be, I think, extremely important to be able to do. I'm going to say the positives outweigh the negatives for this team, but at the same time, those are negatives that have got to be shored up and shored up quickly.
You look at Alabama, and A.J. McCarron told us last night, when you look at Blake Sims, he's doing what the coaches' staff are asking him to do. You look at potential, how much can you stretch Blake Sims? Because he is doing the things right. And as A.J. said, I thought it was a great analysis, one that I really don't think about. He said, I would be concerned, you know, if he was throwing the football up, you know, like a high schooler and throwing it out. He said he's not doing that. He said he's making quality decisions. And he said, that's a Nick Saban plan. That's a, you know, I'm gonna take what the defense is going to give me on the offensive side of the football. I'm not concerned about the offensive side of the ball as much as I am secondary.
Right.
It's going to be a dogfight every single week from now until the Auburn game.
There's no doubt about that.
And I'm sorry, Western Carolina's not going to be. The SEC games.
And I understand that because the problem is you've got teams such as Ole Miss, obviously, LSU, certainly Texas A&M, Auburn, that are going to be able to give Alabama some problems. And here's the reality. At some point, someone's going to be able to stomp the running game, and they're going to force Sims to do stuff that he's not comfortable with. Now let's just say you stomp the running game and you're able to double cover Amari Cooper. Well, at that point, Ryan, what are they going to do? And it's just a matter of time before someone's able to do that. And look, this defense they're going to face Saturday afternoon has the capability of being able to do that with Jonathan Bullard. Dante Fowler Jr. is an absolute beast. Leon Orr, they've got good linebackers led by Antonio Marson. Now, the secondary does have some problems. Alabama can make some hay on that other side away from Vernon Hargreaves. But I agree with you entirely, Ed, that there's still too many unknowns for this Alabama team. And I'm not saying that they're not going to be able to win the game, but I think Florida is very capable, and a lot of these other teams that we have mentioned, of beating Alabama and certainly giving them a game in the fourth quarter where they're going to have to come back and to make a drive to win the game. And the question is, can they do that?
Throw me a score out, Alabama and Florida.
I'm going to say 27-24, Alabama. I think even though the defenses are still good, I think you've got enough give and take from both these staffs to where that's going to be able to happen. I think it's a very crucial game for both of these teams, and I think it's a very crucial game for Alabama. They don't need to go in a bye week with a loss coming out and then having to play Ole Miss and a rejuvenated Arkansas and then A&M. This game is crucial for them for many reasons.
Final thing, and I've got about less than a minute before I've got to run to break, but Brent, Kansas State and Auburn, any chance in Manhattan Kansas State pulls the upset?
Well, there's strange things that can happen with this game, certainly. I mean, it's 50,000 people, but they'll be full. and they can be loud, even though that stadium is not that big. The main thing Auburn's going to have to deal with is Jake Waters, the Kansas State quarterback, who's a really good dual-threat quarterback. They throw the ball better than people think they do, and that staff has been together for quite a while with Bill Snyder, and they're very good. But Sammy Coates is coming back. I understand that. They've both been off. I think Kansas State can stretch this game into the third quarter, maybe even the beginning of the fourth. Auburn just has the better roster, and they'll take over the game at some point. But they can certainly make it a very interesting and entertaining game.
Brent, as always, thanks so much for giving us an update. I think the next time you and I talk, we're going to know a lot about it. And I know I've said this, and my audience is probably tired of me saying this, but this is one of those games that you're going to learn a lot about your football team and a lot about the direction of where Alabama's going in 2014.
There's no question about that. And again, I think the fans, and certainly I don't think the football team and the coaches will not, but they better not underestimate Florida.
Brent, as always, thanks so much for being a part of our show.
Absolutely.